You know, we've had this guy on before, and before we pick up the phone and talk to Hamp, you know, it's the Super Bowl. It's the biggest football weekend of the year, the biggest sports and entertainment weekend of the year. And you remember we had the old high school football coach on to talk about this before to fire us all up?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to him now. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Cochran.
Yeah, and Coach, I'm sorry I misplaced your name.
Yeah, Jimmy Saggy Pouch Paduchka.
All right, Jimmy Saggy Pouch Paduchka. Can I just call you Coach?
I don't want you to call me anything.
All right. Well, I'm sorry I woke you up. I assume I woke you up, or do you sound like this all the time?
What are you talking about? I don't sleep.
That's right.
I don't believe in sleep. You know, I don't like you, Cochran.
Well,
you know, if you were on life support, I'd unplug you to charge my phone.
All right. Well, we'll come back to Coach because I don't feel inspired at all. It's time for Hamp.
An animal!
Dan Hamp anchors a young Bears defense.
An animal!
It's time for Dan Hampton.
He didn't plug me to charge his phone. Wow, that's cold. Sponsored by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers, it seems like it was just yesterday we started this little journey, and here we are at the Super Bowl, Hemp.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, the coach sounds like an overserved Lou Holtz, who I treasure playing for.
You've seen an overserved Lou Holtz. You would know.
I got to tell you, it has been a blink of the eye. And, you know, one of the things we haven't even broached is the fact that, you know, this is kind of like the recheck bowl for us here in Chicago.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Ron Rivera was a coach that was more than qualified to be considered to be the head coach here in Chicago, never was. Of course, the coach we have now was let go at both of these, you know, franchises at some point, Carolina and then, of course, Denver. And so of all the fan bases across the nation, this one has got to be as interested in the outcome of this game as any Super Bowl we've seen in a long time.
This is as close to a Bear Super Bowl as we've been since the Bears were last in the Super Bowl. All right, so the obvious question, I think, comes down to your home territory, and that's defense. Both teams have great defenses, but last week we saw Denver's defense win that game. They got after arguably the best quarterback in the game and certainly one of the best ever in Tom Brady. They got a kid quarterback now, a really good one that they're going up against. But if they get through that Carolina offensive line and cause problems for Cam Newton early and often, why can't they do the same thing they did last week to the Patriots?
Well, three things. Number one, the New England Patriots, they did a better job of protecting Brady at pretty much a number of positions other than the tackles. And the tackles, the offensive tackle struggled. But most importantly, the right tackle was playing against Von Miller. He was really like a fourth-string tackle. And Josh McDypers, the offensive coordinator, did nothing to help him. And once you start ringing up a quarterback early in the game, it changes everything. And even a great one like Tom Brady or Peyton Manning, you hit him early and knock him around, you know, they're a little goofy the rest of the game, and they're rushing and they're jumping reads and they're changing their style of play. And you could tell that the Denver rush got to him early and it affected the entire game. Now, that being said, Cam Newton is a lot bigger, stronger, and a lot of the pressures that affected Brady as a 35, 6, 7-year-old quarterback ain't going to affect Cam Newton. You know, he's bigger, stronger than any quarterback that's ever played this game. He's bigger than the defensive ends that are going to be rushing him. And all I can tell you is every time, and I'm a fan of Ronnie Rivera and his defense and all that. And I got to tell you, I was always kind of leery of the Carolina offense, that it really didn't have playmakers. It was just kind of a makeshift offense that tried to find a way to get the ball out to Greg Olsen. But every time I looked at the game down the stretch, it looked like Cam Newton was making a first down, whether he was running the read option, whether he was finding a receiver, Ted Ginn, somebody over there. You know, they are better than what you think they are. And you know, quite honestly, New England had zero running game. Jonathan Stewart, look what he did in the first play of the game against Seattle. They want to run the ball. They think they're physical enough to get it done. And Denver's defense is it's a damn good defense, but they're great when they can play with the lead. If they fall behind, all bets are off. Carolina could go ahead and pound them into submission.
All right, so let's look at it from an offensive standpoint for Carolina, because you have a guy who's he's still a young player, as accomplished as he is. How important is it, Hamp, for Cam Newton and that Panther offense to jump out to that lead, not let Denver get ahead in the game?
You always want to play with the lead. You know, I mean, that's the perfect world. That's you know, optimism to the 10th exponent. But Carolina can play from behind. They have got a team that, you know, that is diverse enough to where they're not going to be one of those teams that, you know, hey, you stop the run and make them throw, you're going to win. No. Hey, they can do a lot of different things. But most importantly, you know, I just really feel like the Carolina defense has probably heard all week how special Denver is. Mm-hmm. And they're probably thinking to themselves, yeah, well, guess what? You know, we're not bad. And trust me, playing against Peyton Manning is a lot different than playing against Cam Newton. Peyton Manning can't get out of trouble. And I think he's going to be, you know, and it's very interesting pass rush. The best players on the Carolina defense are in the middle, the two defensive tackles. This kid, Short, is playing as well as any defensive lineman in football. Of course, we all know about Luke Kuechly. And they've got a shutdown corner. They're just a real solid, tough defense. And that's the kind of defense that'll kind of collapse a pocket on Peyton Manning, and he's not like him. He won't be able to get out of it.
Are the special teams special enough, and can we put up with 3 hours of Phil Sims? Stand by for all of that coming up as we continue with Hamp talking Super Bowl, and we'll get the picks. Celebrity Super Bowl picks continue after 8 with Pat O'Brien, legendary sports genius and guru. And by the way, if you wonder if Pat O'Brien's a genius, you just ask him. You'll clear that up right away. Yeah. The old football coach is still on hold, Dave. I don't even know if I put him on hold.
I thought he didn't really want to talk to you.
Hey, coach.
What? I've been talking for the last 20 minutes. Who's listening to me?
Well, we're all listening. Of course we are. Listen, coach, I'm gonna give you a longer shot later in the show.
Oh, that's great, Cochran. Yeah, that's great. You know, if I wanted to kill myself, I'd climb up your ego and jump to your IQ.
And now back to Hamp. Dan Hampton.
What?
Dan, he'd climb up my ego and he'd jump my IQ.
I got my very first career start against Peyton. I've always enjoyed, you know, being able to play the people at the top, at the pinnacle of our sport. It seems fitting to play another one of the best of all time to try to win a Super Bowl championship.
Little gift to Hamp, that's Jared Allen. Dan Hampton rejoins us now. Is Jared Allen going to be an impact player Sunday, Hemp?
About as much as that coach you have on hold.
Be careful. The only one he's yelling at is me. So the defenses we've talked about, the offenses we've talked about, special teams going to make a difference in this game?
You know, there's always going to be one play. And go back to the Denver-New England game. You know, it's hard to believe, and we could talk about the semantics of the pass rush affecting Brady, but if they don't miss the first extra point, if they don't miss that, I believe that, you know, Denver couldn't stop New England in the fourth quarter, and New England was all over Peyton. So I'm just saying, that extra point, making them go for two, it changed the complexion of the game, changed everything about it. So special teams always will be very, very important. But the good news for Carolina fans is Jody Camillus is the special teams coach in Denver.
Right. Yeah, exactly. He'll make the call. He'll make the call. He'll play right into their hands. One Bear-related question before we go any further. It appears that Johnny Manziel may be available for the Bears to make a deal. Hamp, don't we need Johnny Manziel? Don't we need that kind of a headache here in Chicago?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know, I do know that at some point they're going to have to address what are we going to do when Jay Cutler's gone, okay? And I understand that there may be little factions of Johnny Manziel is the greatest, you know, out there. I don't see it. I don't believe it. And, my God, let me think about this. A liquored-up quarterback that causes a lot of trouble but never really plays. We've never been down that road before, have we?
Yeah, and speaking of 30 for 30, what'd you think?
You know, knowing the story, it's like asking Don Henley what he thought of the Eagles, right?
Yeah, I suppose. You were in the band.
Well, hey, it was a long time ago, but what was so cool was the way, and this kid did a fantastic job of kind of bringing to light the backstory, which was a lot of them, you know, the huge, what would you call it, dynamic of the emotions of the players, the coaches, all the contention and animosity behind the scenes that kind of produced, maybe the most, eclectic team of all time. But I do know this, that so many players, and I saw them, 10 days ago at a reunion, those guys, still, it was hard to believe, but we knew at the time that this probably would never be done again and had never been done up to that point. And here we are looking at Super Bowl 50, 50 years of Super Bowls, and still to this day, that probably will always be the most, mentioned and talked about football team of all time.
It's the best team ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's not Homerism. It is the best team ever.
You know, the thing that struck me, Hamp, and I really liked the show. I thought it was really well done. But the multiple scenes of you guys teeing off on opposing quarterbacks, and every one of those, I think today, would have drawn a fine and or a suspension under today's rules, don't you think?
A lot of it would have, and I hate to say that's the point. We were violently brutal and knocked quarterbacks around. And if you thought you could throw the ball, well, go ahead. Nobody's stopping you, except can you keep your quarterback healthy enough to finish the game? And that's the way we approached it. And quite honestly, that was the way the game was supposed to be played. Now, we all know about all the things that have come on with the concussion effects and the rule changes and the liberalized receivers. You can't hit a defenseless player, all those things. Nobody even mentioned that when we played. And it was, I guess you could say, all the stuff that, they've implemented and the rule changes, there's a reason why us.
There's no doubt. Football was invented to be overgrown men running into each other at high speeds. You know, it's not Nerf. It's not two-hand touch, and it never will be, at least as long as the game's viable.
When Singletary says, you got 2 seconds.
Right.
The quarterback's got 2 seconds back.
Yeah. Yeah, make the most of it. You got 2 seconds. Enjoy it.
I got to tell you, and again, you over the years you forget this and that, but I think my favorite line was, all year long, Dickie was telling us about how great it was to be at the Super Bowl. I said, okay, we're here. Don't develop amnesia and start putting a curfew on us.
All right, so picks. Dave Ennett.
Carolina 27, Denver Broncos 20.
I don't see that many points being scored. I think Carolina is going to try to come out the way they have the last 2 weeks and really run it up early. They're going to run into that Denver wall. Carolina wins 17-16.
Close one. Okay. I think out of the last 15 years, there's only been one Super Bowl of a margin of more than 5 points. I think this is an exception. It's going to be 28-13. Carolina Panthers and Ron Rivera. Wow. 30 years after the Super Bowl he participated in, he wins his own. This will be a big day.
And finally, let's get an expert pick. Andrea?
Yeah, I'm going Denver.
You're picking Denver?
I'm picking Denver.
Got a score?
28-21.
All right. All right. Hamp, a pleasure as always, my friend. We'll wrap it up on Monday.
God bless.
Back on the Steve Cochran Show, 8:12 in the morning, and Maurice White from Earth, Wind & Fire died. One of the coolest bands, one of the best uses of horns, jazz, funk, fusion, and one of the great musicians slash entertainers slash sports gurus of all time joins us on the phone for his Super Bowl pick. It's Pat O'Brien. Hello, my friend.
Morning, Steve. How are you? Yeah, 2016 sucks, doesn't it? All these people dying.
It's not good.
Man.
It's not good. Maurice White was only 74.
We say only now.
Yeah, we didn't a while ago, but it is only now, isn't it?
I love when people say, well, it was time to go. Like somebody who dies at when they're 90.
Yeah.
And they'll say to me, well, it was time to go. I said, well, now that you're 89. You know? you don't say, well, next year is my time to go.
You know what struck me when I was a kid? You'd always hear people going, people would see an open casket and they go, oh, they look so good. And I always thought, well, not this is actually the worst they've ever looked. They've never looked worse than they do right now.
So, oh, my God. Funerals is a whole other thing, man, I'll tell you. Anyway, I miss you.
Miss you as well, buddy. And at 8:13, I need two things from you. What's your summation of the 85 Bears? Because obviously it's easy for me to say best team ever, but if they're not the best team ever, who was?
Well, I think this year, if Ditka can get his running backs going early, the Bears will win the Super Bowl. I mean, and try to get the refrigerator. Yeah, the 85 Bears were, and I always say football, got its start when Joe Namath came in, Super Bowl III, because he brought entertainment and glamour. But the 85 Bears brought, and by the way, some people call them the 86 Bears, because
right.
That's when the Super Bowl was.
Yes, sir.
Morons. Yeah. But they were entertaining. They had, you know, the fat guy. They had, it was great. And Ditka, and it was Chicago, and, you know, they were entertaining, man. And by the way, pretty damn good.
Yeah, and, you know, we had Dan Hampton on, or we have Dan Hampton on all the time, and he was on just a few minutes ago. And the 30 for 30 doc on ESPN is great because it captures all the good and got the bad right as well because the boys got themselves in a little trouble too. All right.
Well, they always do. Now they know how to cover it up. So.
Right. But can you imagine if Twitter existed for the 85 Bears?
Oh, God. Can you imagine if Twitter existed for our lives?
yeah, the 90s would have come out a lot differently.
Oh, my God. It's funny how Twitter runs the world now. When Twitter first came out, I thought, do I want to go on something called Twitter?
Right.
I noticed that, but now, you know, it's a great way to communicate and get news.
So you got Cam Newton, you got Peyton Manning. There's your story. I brought this up to Hamp a little while ago. I said, look. They took apart the best quarterback, Tom Brady, last week. Why can't they do it to Cam Newton? But he's a different guy, I guess, right?
Yeah, he is. Well, he's a threat 100 different ways. You know, he's one of like five quarterbacks who's had 50 passes and 50 running touchdowns in a season. And by the way, of those five, and they're all the guys you would think of, most of them lost the Super Bowl. But, you know, the thing about this game is that there are 400 prop bets.
Is that right?
400. And the NFL is not about gambling, by the way. But there are there are 400 prop bets. But Cam Newton is a beast. And, you know, the only hope for the Broncos, I think, and I haven't been following this a lot this year, but the only hope for the Broncos is to keep him off the field, Cam. And, you know, now that Peyton Manning's got a running game, just keep running it down their throat. I hate that.
Yeah, but it's a fact. You're right. You're
running it up the gut, you know.
Up the gut and down their throat.
And keep Cam Newton off the field. But Cam Newton is another – he's another type of player, man. A guy never gets tired. He's good. He's enthusiastic. He's fun to watch.
Well, who do you like? Give me a score and a winner.
Okay, well, I like you.
Yes, thanks. I like
you
back.
I think it'll be – I tell my Bronco fans friend, my Bronco fan friends, mm-hmm. pray for Brock Osweiler to come in. I think the Broncos could keep close, but I'm going to pick – I'm going to go with a favorite. It's going to be a low-scoring game, I think. And I think the Panthers will win. And if they do, they'll deserve it. And by the way, the money is – on Peyton Manning to make this big splash, but I'm not sure he's at 39. I'm not sure he's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Now it's a tough gig. No, it's where Willis Reed, if you're old enough to remember. And I got 17-13 Panthers. I agree with you. I think it's a low scoring game, but I think it's still going to be entertaining. And I just think that Ron Rivera gets one.
I'm going to go with Lady Gaga for about 2 minutes and 13 seconds on the national anthem.
Okay, good.
You mind? I mean, is that okay with you?
No, that's fine. As a matter of fact, I'll cover that and throw a little more in. all right, where do we follow you on social media?
I'm at P.O.B. Pat O'Brien. P.O.B. like Pat O'Brien. The moron got my name. So I'm P.O.B. Pat O'Brien on Twitter.
On Twitter. All right, stand by, buddy. I'll talk to you off the air for a second. It's 8:18, back to traffic, and Mary's here with that, and 720 WGN. It's 8:49, and here's some of the prop bets. I was just looking at these. Number of times Archie Manning is shown during the broadcast, the over-under is only 1.5.
That's way low. Yeah. I would go under there.
I'd say 10. No,
I mean, I'd say
another
over,
prop
over.
Bet. Will there be an earthquake during the game? 10-1.
No.
Will the team that wins the coin toss win the game? Simple yes or no. How do you make any money on these bets? Let's see. Have I got one more in here?
I say yes.
I have a list of the actual bets in Vegas that they are taking bets on.
Is
all these prop bets are legitimate
right.
bets.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know. But these are – now, here's one you'll like. Who will have more Rory McIlroy in the Dubai Desert Classic, will he number of holes over par, quarterback sacks by Broncos defense?
So what's the higher number?
What's the higher number?
Okay.
I mean, who would possibly bet?
Listen, your explanation gave me a headache. How would I even do
the
bet?
That's what I'm saying. How do you figure these out?
I don't know.
Will Iowa have more points in the first half against Illinois Sunday than the Broncos and Panthers combined for in the game?
No.
That's an actual prop bet.
That's insane is what that is. Hey, Coach, no, really, you could hang up.
I ain't hanging up, Cochran. You're stuck with me.
Well, we've got Jared Payton on the phone, so I'm going to have to check back with you later.
Yeah, you do whatever you want, Cochran. I'm trying to picture you with a personality.
You got any music before we go to Jared? Give me a little something. Yeah. Remembering Maurice White. The leader of Earth, Wind, and Fire passed away yesterday at 74. And it's one of the biggest hits ever. The horns would all be choreographed. The horns dancing. Man, I'm just Earth, Wind, and Fire. I love Earth, Wind, and Fire. I opened for them once. I was supposed to do like 20 minutes. I did like 5 minutes, and I said, who wants to see Earth, Wind, and Fire? Because I'm sick of me. 8:52, and Walter Payton, 30-plus years ago now, 30-plus years ago and 4 days ago, was part of the greatest team of all time. Then the 30 for 30 we've been talking so much about on ESPN, featuring the story of the Super Bowl and the story of that team. It has been a pleasure to have Jared Payton be a part of this company, and he's doing great things over there at Channel 9 as well. And he joins us now live from the Super Bowl, where tomorrow night they will do the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. The whole Payton family there is there, I'm sure. Jared, how are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning, guys. Good morning, family.
There you go. Thanks for getting up. And when did you get in?
Well, this is the funniest thing. I don't know if anybody's following me on Snapchat. at Payton Sun, PAYTONSUN. It was the funniest thing. We get it to the gate, and they tell us that our plane is delayed yesterday. We're supposed to leave at 10 o'clock. Next thing you know, Steve, I walk up, and I see Matsui's son, Joey, and I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, I'm going to the Super Bowl. I'm like, what? Wait a minute. And we start talking, and as soon as we're talking, this lady and a family walking up in their Bears uniforms, one of the ladies has on a Payton jersey. So I'm talking to Matsui, and then Matsui's son, and then I see a lady walk up with a 34 jersey on, and it was just kind of like amazing. Plus the 30 for 30 was on yesterday, so I ended up getting...
That's your dad, man. That's your dad orchestrating that little meetup.
pretty amazing. So we got here about 12 yesterday. Oh, no, we left 12 yesterday and got here a little bit later than we were supposed to, but my wife and I walked around San Fran and got some food and got some waters for the... Because I have a, you know, I'm 10 weeks. I got a baby girl coming, so we had to make sure that she had enough water as we were walking around this great city.
Were you boiling it, too? You know, keep boiling water nearby in case you need to actually deliver?
No, we're good. Doc said she's good enough to go on this trip, so we're getting a little vacation before we have to start using more diapers and stuff like that.
Well, you got a great family. Where are your sister and your mom now?
They are right down the hallway. We're about to get ready to, in a little bit, to head out to go to the commissioner's speech and also the man of the year speech for the press conference. And then we have today the Walter Payton man of the year luncheon as well. So we get to hang out with Benjamin Watson from the Saints, Anquan Boldin from the 49ers, and also Eli Manning from the Giants. So I look forward to getting to know
it's a good group.
These guys. I know Anquan Boldin very well, but I don't know the other guys. I saw Benjamin Watson getting onto the elevator yesterday, and he just started laughing because we follow each other on Twitter, and he's like, I know you. He's like, this award, and he just couldn't stop talking about how wonderful it is and how he's just so honored to be a part of these three finalists.
Well, explain what the Man of the Year Award is for people who don't know and why it means as much as it does to your family and the memory of your dad.
You know, it was back in my dad won the award a long, long time ago, but in 1999, they changed it over to the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award, which was Super Bowl 34, the Rams versus the Titans. And it was really, it's about not just being a great football player, it's about being, you know, a good person off the field and what you do in your community and giving back in service. And it highlights, you know, all these guys and some of the great things that they're doing in the NFL. We see, you know, with some of the stuff, especially this morning, I've already turned on the TV and watching about all the bad stuff that's going on, Steve. There's a lot of guys in the NFL that are doing great work,
yep.
And they don't get to hear about it. And so this award basically kind of magnifies that. And Nationwide has jumped on as a sponsor, and Roger Goodell has really helped my family and I just really take this to another level. So we're very appreciative, and it keeps my dad's spirit and his legacy alive.
You will announce that the winner will be announced at the awards tomorrow night, or will it come out today?
No, we'll come tomorrow night. I don't even know. I won't know till tomorrow morning.
Oh, tomorrow morning. So, okay.
Yeah, maybe you and I have our, you know, our...
Yeah, you'll text me and I won't tell anybody.
Yeah, that's how we'll do it.
All right, now before I ask you about the game, plug the TV show.
Oh, CLTV, we get a chance. It's called Sports Feed, Sunday through Thursday. Josh Friedman and myself, we talk about everything local in Chicago and Chicago sports, and we do it with a little bit of a social media twist. So you can catch us at 6 o'clock on CLTV, and hopefully, you know, more people will sit and watch it. We're really getting our stride right now. Like, we're finding our groove to a show and our chemistry, and so I'm really proud of the show. I'm proud of our producer, Larry, who helps us really take this to another level. So hopefully people can watch it.
Yes, and I hope they do. And we already told you, follow Jared all over at Payton Sun, PAYTONSUN. All right, so you played at the highest level. You get the game. Mm-hmm. It's in your blood, literally. So who do you like? Any chance of an upset? Because Carolina is certainly everybody's favorite.
No upset, Steve. You look at Carolina, Cam Newton is just playing on a totally different level right now, and his confidence and where the confidence of this Panthers team is. I mean, as much as you have to tip your hat to Denver because of that defense, I think that's what keeps them in it. If they can't establish a run, I just don't know offensively, do they have enough defensively I don't think the Panthers get enough credit for how good they've actually played as well. And so your best bet is trying to keep Cam Newton off the field. But if you do that, and I know they have great rushes with, you know, Von Miller, but still you have to be able to be very disciplined in how you rush Cam Newton and this kind of their offensive and giving the reads that they have. They leave so many running lanes, and Cam Newton right now is one of the best. He's the MVP in my book. There's no way. And I have to cheer for, come on, Peanut Tillman and Ron Rivera.
Yeah, it's
come
tough.
On, man. Those it's are tough. My guys. I got to make sure they get a ring.
No, it's tough. Well, you got a kid from Naperville who's playing very well for Denver. You got the Peyton Manning story. I mean, it lines up to be a really fun Super Bowl.
Yeah, we just want to see a really, really good game, and hopefully, you know, we see one of those ones that becomes like an instant classic. And but both teams are very deserving to be here, so looking forward to the game. And everybody here in San Fran has been very gracious every time we're walking around. People are going, I was walking down the street, and they're like, hey, that's Steve Cochran's friend right there.
Yeah, but you get that a lot. I'm not surprised. I did get a text from Steve Harvey. He's picking the Jaguars. So, did not see that coming. Give me a score in the game Sunday. You got Carolina by how much?
I got them by, I think my score was 27 to 21, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe that's exactly what Dave Ennett picked.
No, I had 27-20, but obviously I'm up the right track here. I mean, I think I'm
you're up something.
If we're in lock, if we're locked in on this one, Jared and I think we're in good shape.
At Peyton Sun, PAYTONSUN. Have a great Super Bowl weekend, buddy. Congrats on the CLTV show. A hug to your mom and your sis, and we'll see when you get back.
All right, love you guys, and my wife says hello. And okay. Dave, I love you, Dave. And
love you too, JP.
And go rub your wife's feet. It's 9 o'clock. Woman's going to have a baby soon.
Yeah,
but,
how about that?